Logoria. Welcome to Logoria, the arts and entertainment podcast where we word vomit about whatever we want, specifically TV shows, movies, music, but honestly, whatever we want. My name's Clark.
My name's Katie.
And my name is Corey.
He did it. I am so proud of Corey.
This is the first time.
This is the first time. Is this episode four that we're going to put up?
This is episode four.
Episode four. And Corey
is really bad at introductions.
He's really bad at introductions, but he's done it right for the first time. So,
unless my name's not Corey.
Oh.
That's true. All right.
But now with that, we are going to go right into our game for this episode. So the way it's going to work is there's going to be four rounds. And it's sort of just a trivia game. We can call it TV Trivia Night.
Wow, that's good.
It's creative.
TV Trivia Night.
And with you should go into game, marketing. Have you thought about marketing?
Are you done? All right. So with that, I'm not going to go into marketing. And the way this game is going to work is there will be three questions each round. I will ask you guys, and you have essentially just one chance to answer. If you both get it right, then you both get it right. And if you both get it wrong, then you just both get it wrong. And you guys missed out on those point opportunities. And at the end, whoever has most points will win a fabulous trip. All right, so the first question of TV trivia tonight. Clark's flipping me the bird. It's fine. What was the most watched TV show finale of all time?
All right, Clark's long neck is going to get me in trouble here.
Oh, my.
I'm going to say it was, I didn't see, I think it's Seinfeld.
Seinfeld?
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Can we make it a rule that you can't answer the same thing?
Okay.
No, that's not fair. I'm not going to just steal your answer, Clark. I have more integrity than that. I'm going to go with Friends, which is
the opposite of Seinfeld.
It is.
Oh, the opposite is the word. So the answer is MASH.
Oh, MASH. God.
Wow.
105.9 million viewers.
Oh, gosh.
Clark's answer was Seinfeld, which is number three at 76.3 million viewers. And Friends was number four with 65.9 million viewers.
I think I get one-third of a point,
Clark,
then.
Was
no,
more
that's not how that works.
Or less incorrect.
Less incorrect.
More right. But no points will be awarded.
No, that's... okay.
All right. So the second question. What was the first reality TV show ever?
Oh, is mine? I go first?
I guess, yeah. Clark went first last. Okay. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say Survivor.
All right. Survivor, maybe.
That one dating show from,
oh,
like,
my gosh, I'm going to kill
from
you.
From, like, the 1960s. That was, like,
is that a reality TV show?
No,
is that
yeah,
a game
hold,
show?
I don't know. Hold on a second. One more time. Trading Places.
Trading Places.
All Spaces.
Right. Trading Space.
Nope, I'm saying Seinfeld. Final answer. Seinfeld.
All right, Seinfeld's final answer for what was the first reality TV show?
Yes.
And An American Family was the first.
What is that?
Reality TV show.
No one's ever heard of these,
it
Corey.
It came out in 1983.
Really?
I'm sorry, I'm not a baby boomer.
This is a TV trivia show.
If my grandparents were on this podcast, they'd be like, oh, MASH, and oh, An American Family.
Not all of them are super old.
All right, well,
just
move on.
The first round. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I get so much flack.
I think it was Seinfeld.
All right. All right,
we've got Clark's.
So this
for the
is
next
round three. This is
going to
be,
the,
or not the round three. This is question three, the last question of the first round. And this one.
Seinfeld.
Are you going to lock in your answer?
I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm going to.
What is the longest running TV show?
Doctor Who. Final answer.
All right.
Gosh dang it, now I want to take your answer.
Oh, take it, Katie. We can both have a point.
I feel like you're going to fight me if I take this answer.
Oh, no. Not at all.
I can hold my own. Doctor Who.
Oh, my. No.
What?
Yeah. It is not Doctor Who.
What
the
is
Simpsons,
it?
Actually,
the
is
Simpsons
the longest running
exist,
TV show.
No, hold on a second. I'm going to disprove Corey in this game right now.
Oh, my.
Okay.
This game's taking a turn. I'm going to be
disproven.
This is a null and void question. Let's move on.
All right.
Clark and I get a point.
Clark and Katie both get points since Corey doesn't know anything about television.
Both get a point.
And with that, we're going to move into our television segment talking about modern TV, what TV you've been watching. I know what Katie wants to talk about today.
Oh, yeah.
But first, I'm going to bring up Ozark, which is a show that I've been watching on Netflix.
I'm from the Ozarks.
From the Ozarks?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever meet Jason Bateman who killed people?
No, but I do have friends who met Jason Bateman while they were filming.
Wow. Really?
One friend, not a lot, just one.
But that's still impressive. So the basic premise of Ozark is Jason Bateman is basically he washes money, and he's also an investment banker of some sort, but he gets in trouble with the mob. So then he's forced to wash $7 million of money, but he has to go to the Ozarks to do it, and then his family's in trouble. And it's like Breaking Bad with Jason Bateman.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pause. You said washing money?
Yeah.
What exactly is washing money? If it's dirty money, you're trying to make it clean?
Yeah, when you launder it.
Okay. Why is it dirty? Like, it's physically dirty?
When it's laundered, it's considered dirty, and you
clean it.
Clean it so that you don't get arrested.
That you put it in the washing machine.
If you get a bunch of money illegally, you can't just, like, spend that money. You can't, like, go to the bank and say, here's $10,000, because they'll be like, where's that from? So will the IRS. So what you have to do is, if you're involved in any illegal activities, you have to funnel it through another operation.
Wow, so, I've learned a lot about crime in the past.
So what he does is he buys a couple of local businesses, and then he, like, inserts cash into their coffers. So it looks like they're making a lot more money than they are. So he doesn't get all the money back, but the money he does get back is perfectly legal for him to spend. So it's like Breaking Bad in Missouri with Jason Bateman instead of Bryan Cranston. So it's pretty good so far. I haven't finished the first season, but I've enjoyed it.
I must put in a plug for the Ozarks. I have never met anyone who is a drug dealer that I know of in the Ozarks. It's a beautiful place. You should come see it. Yeah, that's it.
That's a good thing.
So I have been watching Portlandia, and I originally heard of Portlandia and I saw some people watching it, and I thought it was more of just like a regular sort of sitcom thing, and I was very much not interested. But it's more of a sketch comedy sort of thing, and I love it. I love sketch comedies in general, and I specifically love Portlandia. I started watching it. I skipped around a bunch, and because you don't really have to watch. I mean, it's a sketch comedy. You don't have to watch it in order, but there are certain like elements that do carry over. Like some of the characters are recurring, like a lot of sketch comedies.
Yeah, and who's in? It's Fred Armisen, and who else?
Gosh, that woman,
Corey gets to cheat because he has the computer.
Yeah, I don't
feel like this is
Clark
fair.
Literally put his phone down and then said, Corey gets
to cheat. Do I have my phone up?
I just said you just put it down.
Proof. Where?
Okay. It's like, if I didn't, it's Carrie Brownstein.
Okay. Mm.
Yep.
Kyle McLaughlin. I can see your face.
Steve Buscemi. Shimmy? Is that Buscemi?
Yeah.
He's in there sometimes.
Good stuff.
It is a great show. So if you haven't watched it and you want something to sort of just pay attention, like not pay attention to, but like watch, have it on while you're doing homework or something like that. It's a great show to just laugh at.
Absolutely. They've got some really interesting skits on there. I don't know if I like it as much as Saturday Night Live skits. I guess it depends. Saturday Night Live is very hit or miss, whereas Portlandia is like a very specific kind of humor.
Yeah.
So I think they're aimed at different audiences, but it's definitely worth to check it out. They've got some really good skits there.
Also, the intro song is this really neat sort of, I don't know the word to describe it, but it's very good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Speaking of Fred Armisen, one more thing, and then we'll let Katie. Katie's got something to say. Fred Armisen has Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which was originally like a really small show, but then it got picked up by Netflix, and it's a really fantastic, well-shot cinematic show where Fred Armisen just goes around and gets coffee with various comedians. And by Fred Armisen, I mean Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
So just mixed up. But Jerry Seinfeld goes around to a lot of different people and just talks to them and has coffee. So it's really good.
I feel like I just watched a Black Mirror episode and there's the giant plot twist and I can't really recover from it.
No, I'm sorry. All right, Katie. Well, you've been bursting at the seams, so.
So I get to talk about the show you've all been waiting to hear about, which is The Bachelor. Spoilers ahead, so get ready. Yeah, that's the crowd cheering in advance. In case you did not hear, you've been living under a rock. Ari, our terrible bachelor from this season.
What a bad boy.
Okay, unnecessary. With his gray hair and mean ideas. I don't know. Anyway, he proposed to Becca, who he took on the first date and like bought her thousands of dollars worth of clothes, whatever.
Casual.
And then he was engaged to her for a few weeks before deciding to break up with her and go back to the other girl that he had rejected.
Classy.
Wait, yeah, real classy.
He proposed.
Yes, he is engaged to a woman.
And then he broke up with her.
To go to the other one. Because he was like, I made a mistake.
That's exactly what he sounds like, actually. Not at all, but that's okay. He also, before telling Becca, told Chris Harrington, the lovely host, less lovely in the past few weeks, told the host, and they recorded the breakup on television and put it on the air unedited.
Yep, and it's very awkward.
Oh, it's awful. Ari will not leave, and let me just say, so, not surprised at all. He's just a man.
Let's do this dialogue real quick. Okay, so this is after the breakup, and I'm just sitting, and I'm just.
Are you Ari? Just checking.
I'm Ari, yeah.
Okay. I really would like you to leave.
I'll leave.
Okay, good.
Are you okay?
No, I want you to leave.
Do you want
to
talk?
No, I'm going to go to my room and cry now.
Okay, I'll stand just outside of your door.
Okay. I don't like that.
Are you?
No, I'm crying.
Are you okay?
Can't you hear me sobbing?
Do you want to talk? And that goes on for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Until he finally leaves.
Wow, I really need to start watching this show.
Yeah.
It's
oh, it was awful.
Comedy gold.
Oh, okay, that's true. And then he DMs the other girl on Instagram, and he tells the fiance he's going to DM her so that he can, quote, unquote, apologize. And that is not what happens. He basically is asking her how she feels about him still, so he can decide whether or not he should stay with his current fiance or move on to the other girl.
Smart, savvy.
Yeah, real classy guy.
With that, let's start round two of TV Trivia Night. So the first question of round two of TV Trivia Night is, who is the highest paid TV actor, according to Forbes? That's my source for this. It's Forbes. If you don't like it, then take it to Forbes.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt,
high television paid actor.
Television actor.
I'm gonna say, who's on television these days?
Nope, Alec Baldwin.
That's a good one. I'm just thinking Friends. I just have it on the brain, so I'm gonna go Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, it is Johnny Galecki.
Who's that?
No one's ever heard of.
He's the guy from Big Bang Theory.
Oh God,
Sheldon?
Not Sheldon.
What?
Which one? What?
Not even the one that everybody knows?
The one that everyone cares about?
I was actually very surprised, but I tend to trust Forbes.
Why?
I guess he's been on TV for a long time. He's made $26 million.
Which one?
$500,000. That's as of 2017.
Which one is this?
He is, gosh, let me look up.
Is he the one who is in National Vacation Holiday?
What?
Christmas, National Lampoon. What is it?
National Lampoon, Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's the movie.
I don't know if he's in it. Corey, you're taking a long time.
I don't know. You're asking me questions that I'm just not prepared to.
All right. Well, neither of us got it right. And I just want to move on. Move okay. on past Corey's nonsense.
All right. So because the original answer to this question was something that you will definitely not get and I have not heard of and I'm kind of skeptical about, I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Ooh.
Out of these options, which one is a top U.S. grossing series?
Oh, I hate this. Okay.
The first option is going to be Black Mirror. The second is The Walking Dead. The third is Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
And the fourth is going to be Arrow.
I'm going to say Anatomy. The Walking Dead.
All right.
You said U.S. top grossing shows, right?
Yes.
Black Mirror is a U.K. show.
It was not. Well, it was originally U.S., but Netflix bought it, making it a U.S. show. This is IMDb also. So once again, if you don't like it, take it to IMDb because I don't have time for this crap. No, but so our answer choice, our answers were
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy and Walking Dead. So close. Walking Dead was actually number one out of the ones listed. Grey's Anatomy Ooh. Was right behind it.
Mm.
All right. Seinfeld. 2-1. Seinfeld.
Got him, am I right?
Seinfeld coming back into it. All right, so every episode of Seinfeld contains an image or reference to what superhero?
I've never seen Seinfeld.
Oh, frick. Hold on a second. I honestly don't remember, and this is very frustrating. Superman.
Katie, are you going to offer an answer?
I don't know. Can I phone a friend? Call Josh Mays?
No.
In case you don't know, Josh Mays really likes Seinfeld. So
he would definitely know this answer.
He would know. Man, can you give me a hint since I've never seen it? Can I ask a question?
He's a superhero.
Can I ask if it's Marvel or DC?
DC.
Batman.
All right. So we got Superman with Clark, Batman with Katie, and the answer is Superman. Superman is pictured in some form or fashion in every single episode
Beautiful.
Of Seinfeld.
It's 2-2, baby.
At the end of round two, it's 2-2.
Wow. Two more rounds. So with that, let's get on to our movie discussion. Seen any movies recently that you guys want to talk about?
Yo. So I watched the movie Veronica on Netflix. It's a horror film. It takes place in Spain. I can't remember what city. I keep thinking Salamanca because my friend told me that it was that, but I don't think that's true. But it's based off a true story. It's a horror film that the little Netflix summary of it is that there's some girls, they play with like a Ouija board in a school during like
idea.
An eclipse or something.
No, a terrible idea.
Crazy stuff begins to happen. But this is, like I said, all based off of a true story that this girl, some crazy stuff happens with this girl. They don't really know exactly what happened to her, but she dies in real life. And her parents and police officers, basically everyone associated with the case, testifies that there was supernatural activity. And there were several people who were maybe on the police force and retired shortly after, or otherwise, you know, were shaken up and like some people quit their jobs and just all sorts of stuff after it happened. And it was a pretty intense movie. I got to a certain point and I sort of just had to watch it while not looking at the screen because that's the way I cope.
So you're a coward.
You could say that, or we could say that the movie guys did a good job.
That's a nice way.
But I understand if you want to keep with the theme of making Corey feel bad.
Question, are you good with scary movies? Like,
what do you mean good with?
How do you usually respond? What are your opinions on other scary movies that have scared you?
I don't know. Usually scary movies don't affect me that bad. This one, people had talked about how scary it would be so much that the sense of terror was very heightened.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, this is going to be a very scary movie. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Oh, excuse me. Not going to be able to sleep tonight.
This is the new one on Netflix?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, because I read that was, like, one of the scariest movies
ever.
My
roommate told me that, but I think it had the opposite effect on her. So she went in with high expectations, and then was a little bit underwhelmed.
Well, so the way they, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but the way they portray the terror in the first half of the movie, sort of like the scary aspects of it in the first half, lend itself to be scarier. You know, you're going to have a higher sense of terror in the first half. But then in the second half, it becomes easier to sort of deal with it, because it sort of plays with your mind at some points, and it's not sort of just jump scares at all. There is like an overarching just like theme and like feel of terror as you watch the movie. So it, you know, there are, I think, maybe some jump scares, but you're just scared throughout the movie.
Yeah.
So it is a great movie. I would recommend to see it. I watch it with a big group of people, probably watch it that way. Don't be that person who's like, oh, I couldn't sleep, so I decided to watch it in my room by myself.
It's probably what I'm going to do tonight, let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh. Be warned.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. Katie, have you watched any movies recently?
Well, yeah, viewer's choice. I could talk about Icarus, the documentary, or I could talk about Lady Bird.
Okay.
Both are.
I want to hear about Lady Bird.
Both are Academy.
Yeah, let's hear about Lady Bird.
Okay. Lady Bird, really interesting. Not what I was expecting at all. The very first scene, this isn't a spoiler, she is having an argument with her mother. They start off by like finishing a recording of The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. And then they somehow get into a conversation about college and how her mother doesn't think she works hard enough and questions her work ethic, and things start to escalate until finally Lady Bird, whose given name is not Lady Bird, she gives herself the name Lady Bird, jumps out of the car, just opens the door.
Oh yeah, that was in the little clip in the Oscars.
Yeah, she just jumps right out. And so that's how the movie starts. And it does not get less wild as it continues. I really like the way that it tries to just portray how quickly your teenage years go by. And it does that with editing as well as just plot. Goes through romantic relationships, but I think the more important thing that it has to deal with is friendships, and most importantly, her relationship with her mother, and what it's like when two women obviously love each other. But she says this at one point, and I think she actually might say it a few times. She asks her mother, "Do you like me?" And sort of this question of two people who are very different but related and obviously love each other very much. And are very close, but also have some very different worldviews and different ways of relating to each other.
Yeah.
And dealing with how a daughter deals with a mother who struggles to show her that sort of affection.
Yeah. So what are some comparable movies that you've seen? Or is there anything else that's remotely similar that you could point somebody to?
The only thing I can think of, I didn't see as a movie. It is a movie, but I read the book. It's called The Joy Luck Club.
Okay.
But that's about Chinese American culture and Chinese immigrant mothers of first generation immigrants and their second generation immigrant daughters. And so like how the Chinese mothers who don't speak perfect English try to relate to their Chinese American daughters when they can't fully enter into conversation with them.
Sure.
Because of the language barrier and then the culture barrier as well. As well as similar things about like having different ideas of love and how to express love, and not being able to see certain things as expressions of love when they might actually be expressions of love.
Deep.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think aging is a super interesting thing to talk about through movies, TV shows, mm-hmm. and books. I definitely actually am trying to explore it some in my own creative writing recently, just because it's like something that everybody goes through to some extent. So it's a really interesting thing.
The female coming of age story is very powerful, and I think it needs to be seen more often. So I thought this was really well done.
It's awesome. My movie that I watched was Annihilation, which is a new... Natalie Portman.
Someone.
Yeah.
Famous.
No, Jennifer Lawrence is in, what is it, Red
Red Sparrow?
Sparrow, yeah, Red Sparrow. But Natalie Portman stars in this movie called Annihilation, which for about the first hour is just Arrival, that movie about the female language expert. Who is that?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. So Amy Adams. Love that movie. And Renner, is that it?
Jeremy Renner
and Amy Adams, which is a great film, but I was like, why are they just redoing this film? But then it starts to get really weird. It goes to like a Kubrick place and just like trippy, really, really good film. And I can see a lot of really good film criticism coming out of it, especially the last 20 minutes. The basic premise is a meteor lands on Earth, and then this field slowly starts to go out of the meteor, like gradually over the years. And this field's called the Shimmer, and they don't know exactly what it is, but they're trying to stop it because it's slowly enveloping the whole world, and it's like very gradual, but it's getting faster. And so every team they send in there, nobody comes back, even though it's like not that big of a place. So Portman has to go in there because her husband was the first man to go in and come out alive. And so she's like, I got to figure out what this is and I got to stop it. And so she goes in, and then she eventually does reach the lighthouse. And there's some really great stuff that happens in there. So definitely recommend watching it.
It sounds very exciting.
Is this actually just Virginia Woolf's To the Lighthouse?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
No. It's really intense though. There's a lot of like really I didn't expect it to be so much of a thriller, but it's like a thriller and also psychological, lots of interesting stuff.
Yeah. Just curious, which one did you like more, Annihilation or what's the other one's name?
Arrival.
Arrival. Yeah. So Arrival is, it's got that whole Sapir-Whorf thing going against it, which is a disproven hypothesis for the most part, right?
Yes.
So like, that's frustrating. Why would you make a movie like that's so interesting, but why would you make a movie off of a largely disproven hypothesis? I still really like the film and it does a lot of cool things, but also I've only seen Annihilation once, so I'm not sure. I can definitely see myself watching Annihilation more often because there's a lot more richness to it, I think. Once you watch Arrival, you know what's happening.
Right, sort of like an Inception moment.
Yeah, and like Inception's great. I keep watching and going back to Inception. But with Arrival, that's the majority of the movie, is once you know it. There's not a lot of other stuff. Like, it's an okay story, but I think Annihilation is going to come out on top. But again, I've only seen it once, so I'm not sure. So with that, it's time.
Yeah, if you give me another Seinfeld question, I'm gonna
go. What's the score?
Berserk. 2-2.
The score is 2-2.
I was asking Corey because I don't think he knew.
I knew because 2-2 after round two.
Wow.
Two.
It's easy.
I can say two a bunch. All right. So this time we're going to be really delving into your TV knowledge. All right.
And yours.
And mine. So what TV series showed the first interracial kiss?
Star Trek.
On American network television.
I also know it's Star Trek, so I'm not stealing.
All right, so the choices are, okay, well, you both said Star Trek.
Don't tell me the options, I know.
It's fine. It's Star Trek, so that was an option, and you both got it.
That was Katie and I high-fiving.
Yeah. All right, teamwork. So 3-3, round 3.
Makes the dream
Hopefully
work.
You guys both don't get another one. All right, so what sort of business did George Jefferson own on the Jeffersons? You remember the Jeffersons?
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, the futuristic.
The Jetsons?
Apartment. No, not the Jetsons. The Jeffersons. It's a different show. This is an old show.
Did you watch this show, Corey? Have you ever seen this show?
Nope.
Have you ever heard of this show?
No, I hadn't heard of this show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of it.
The Jeffersons.
I think he was a lawyer.
Do you have some options?
Do you want options? Do you deserve options?
No, we don't deserve options. We'll have more questions, Katie. Just say something. I think he's
an
a lawyer.
Engineer.
See, y'all.
Give it to whoever's closest.
Y'all don't know this because it's a black person show and y'all don't watch that stuff.
Corey, no. You just said you'd never seen it either.
Exactly. Proves my point.
What?
All right.
No, Corey.
He owned a dry cleaning business.
Neither of us is that close. But
you said a lawyer in the...
an engineer.
Neither of us sell things, really. We'll keep the last
one. All right.
So all right, one more for round 3.
The last question. So this one is going to be kind of easy, but also kind of hard.
Wait, is this the last question overall?
No, this is the last question of this round.
There's four rounds. You weren't listening, Clark.
I wasn't.
All right. So I'll what TV it. Show is credited for a massive surge of applications for courses in forensic science?
Criminal
so
lines.
We're looking at forensic shows. I'll give you options for this one.
Oh.
All right. I was about to say CSI, it. X-Files, Law and Order, or NCIS.
Oh gosh, none of
those are all the same show, except one has aliens.
Okay, so which CSI, one? Something else, NCIS.
X-Files.
And Law and Order, and NCIS.
Which CSI. One? I was going to say that too. Okay.
You can steal my answer. It's fine. I've done it. No shame.
So you're saying CSI, Katie?
Yes.
And Clark, are you trying to pick between two, or do you just think it's CSI?
I thought it was, and I still think it is, but I'm going to say X-Files anyways.
Okay. Well, you both were very close, but Katie was closer in that she got the right answer. It is CSI.
Cool.
You're the
oh,
worst
yeah,
person.
I like that.
I knew it.
It was
Woo-hoo!
CSI. You're the one who wanted to make the rule where you couldn't say the same one.
That's not even a rule. So, I chose something different.
Okay, you just chose it different for no reason.
I did. I just wanted to be special.
All right, you are special with less points now. There. So, at the end of round three, we are
four
and three. I really wanted it to be the same.
Man.
All right.
Well, it is time to talk music. I'm going to start. So I saw a post on Facebook that one of my favorite hip-hop artists, NF, is going on tour with Logic, which is a huge deal because NF's still signed to a Christian label. I don't know how long that'll last, but he's on the Capital Christian Music Group, and he's been blowing up recently. So I've been listening to Logic a bunch, which I hadn't really done so much, even though I'd seen him on the top 40 some. And I've really appreciated his musical style. He's really, really good with beats. Like, one of the best.
Does he produce all of his own?
I'm not sure if he does it all by himself, but whoever's his helping him or whoever's doing it for him, fantastic beats, like really good energy in his music. And he's also got clever lyrics.
Do you have like a favorite song?
I've been listening a lot to the Bobby Tarantino 2 record. And my phone's dead, so I can't pull it up. But I do like Contra, which is one of the songs on there. I also like the one song, which is the 1-800 song. That's a suicide hotline. That's a really moving song. So, like, he doesn't only do, like, these I'm street, I'm hip-hop, but he also has some really emotional songs that have really good messages. So, good stuff there.
Mm.
Corey, are you looking?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I've been listening to sort of the way I listen to music is I rarely listen to just an album or just an artist, unless I just really like it. So, but I will say Bastille. A lot of people know them from Pompeii.
Yeah,
and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love.
That's they're kind
and the
of
walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love.
Yeah,
I think they're
okay.
British or something. I don't know. They haven't.
That was pretty like 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Corey's behind.
But since then, they've had an album called Wild World.
Yeah.
And Wild World.
We listened
World,
to that freshman year.
Yeah. No, it was sophomore year. Shut up.
Oh, so only a year and a half ago. Okay.
So it's not that old, but it's cool because it's based off of a movie called Wild World. And on each of the tracks, I think every single track.
What type of movie is Wild World?
I want to see it, but based off the songs, like every song has usually
Corey
like
doesn't
a little
know what
clip.
Type of movie it is.
I don't know what type of movie it is. It may. No, it's probably just like
an
a drama.
Park.
It's Wild World?
Yeah.
Is that
Wild
the name
World.
Of it? Wild World.
So, real quick tangent while Corey is looking this up.
Okay, fine.
Bastille played at Beale Street Music Festival freshman year, which is in Memphis, Tennessee.
How long ago was freshman year? Clark?
Freshman year was 2 years ago.
Okay, just checking for our viewers.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Thank you, Katie. But it was like, I think I saw him so like a year and 10 months ago or something like that. But I didn't actually stay to watch them because I was leaving because it was really late. And like,
wow,
I don't know. But then their set skipped. So like all their music, the vocals, everything skipped. And so I saw that and I was like, that's great. So lots of their stuff is pre-recorded, which is sad. And that's like electronic stuff, I guess.
Yeah. But
still sad. Corey, what drama? What genre?
It's a drama.
I knew it. So psychic. I was psychic. I didn't misspeak.
Yeah. So
that's exactly.
It's really cool because on each of the tracks, or I think every single one, or almost all every single one, there's like quotes or whatever from the movie,
yeah,
or people saying stuff from the movie. It's pretty cool. I like a lot of songs on it, so I can't really pick a favorite song, but it's a really good album. Clark usually talks about listening to an album all the way through in order, because I mean a lot of albums are meant to be that way, and I think this is one of those albums that's meant to be that way,
yeah,
where it sort of tells a story through listening to it. So it is definitely pretty neat. Give it a listen. I think there's only one song on the album that I like don't really like, but all the rest of them,
good stuff. Katie. Good.
I have 1.5 things to talk about,
okay,
and they are wildly different.
Good.
So ready to get ready to be surprised. So the first one is from the Academy nominee. I don't think they won. I didn't actually watch the Oscars. I don't know. yeah, gasp. Okay. But Call Me By Your Name, The Mystery of Love,
so the Sufjan song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sufjan Stevens.
It's a really good song.
Yeah, great song. I've been listening to it on repeat. It's got those
did
like.
Did not win. That was
did
Coco.
Not win.
Coco.
Yeah, Coco won.
Remember Me won.
Okay. But yeah, a beautiful song. It's got like this soft, lulling vibe. It feels like I'm at the ocean when I listen to it. That's how I feel.
Didn't he play at the Oscars?
Yeah, everybody, all of the nominated songs performed at the Oscars.
Well, that's cool.
That's
was nice. It before or after? Because if it was after, there's like tears coming down.
It was like one of the
he'd
last things.
He'd probably cry anyway. So. It's an emotional song.
That's true.
Yeah, but beautiful song. And I guess I think that they asked him to write it because he's written about homosexual love before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that might be part of the reason that they asked him.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really interesting. The half that I have to talk about is Taylor Swift's new music video to Delicate, which I love. And it is about, I don't know if you know what Delicate is about. No. Well, she's asking the person that she's like starting a new relationship with, is it too soon for me to like say these things or do these things? Although I guess you must be pretty into me because my reputation is the worst it's ever been. But the music video is she's in this beautiful blue dress. She is like being seen by all these different people. And then all of a sudden, no one can see her and she can't see her reflection in the mirror. And she just has this freedom to be whoever she wants. And she dances and she's not exactly a great dancer. But I think that's also part of the charm of the music video is it's just her being herself and doing whatever she wants to do. And she's making silly faces. And it's also just about everybody seeing her in the way that they want to see her. And then when she's not seen, she's actually free to be who she wants to be. And I just really like that.
Yeah, that's super cool. All right. Well,
I'm ready to kick Clark's butt. That was a really hard sentence to get out.
Yeah, I'm ready. We're ready for these last three questions.
Oh, snap. All right. Back at it again. Round 4 with Katie. Katie has 4. Clark has 3.
Oh, so he remembered.
So
about,
let's
about
see.
To lose my second game.
In a row.
Classic.
What was the Clark. First R-rated TV show?
TV shows have ratings?
Yeah.
No.
Gosh. They definitely
TV
do.
TV shows are rated MA.
I don't know what to tell you. ABC had an R-rated TV show.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to go with... Shoot, I'm trying to think
you,
of like
give you options.
Yeah, give us some
options.
Miami Vice,
gosh,
NYPD Blue,
what,
Hill Street Blues, and Game of Thrones.
Boy, Game of Thrones Are you serious?
It's an option.
All right, I'm going to go with Miami Vice.
That's what I was going to go with. What are the options again?
Miami Vice, NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, Game of Thrones.
I feel like you wouldn't have just come up with Hill Street Blues, because who's ever seen that? So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. It was NYPD Blue. It became the first R-rated show in television history in 1993.
There we go.
I wasn't born yet.
Ooh. Ooh, I got one. If y'all haven't seen the show, I don't know what to tell you.
Is it Seinfeld again?
No. What was the name of the family dog on the Brady Bunch?
Oh my gosh, Corey, why do you keep doing this to me?
Have you not seen the Brady Bunch?
I feel Max. Like that's a
fairly...
I don't know.
That's a fairly...
Toto.
Mixes up the Brady Bunch.
Give us options. Give us options. Three options.
Options. You're going to get four because that's the way I work. Old Yeller.
Fluffy, all right.
Tiger and Herman.
I want to go with Tiger or Herman, but here's the thing. I'll go with Tiger.
All right. So our options once again were Old Yeller, Fluffy, Tiger, and Herman. And you guys both went for Tiger?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. It's Tiger.
Wow.
So 5-4.
5-4.
5-4. This is the last one. If I get this right and Katie gets it wrong, then we have to go to a tiebreaker round. All right, Corey. We're ready.
All right. So this is one for all the marbles.
The marbles?
This is it. You win marbles and a ride to TBDN. What is the highest grossing TV comedy ever? I guess this is not a specific year.
Seinfeld.
This is ever.
I swear.
Say Friends.
I'm going to see if he gives us options first.
No.
Nope, this was no options.
Oh, Friends. Okay.
All right. Highest grossing. And I'm gonna get a second opinion because I don't like the
odds of Clark getting mad at you.
I'm looking at IMDb and I do not like what it has at the top.
Okay,
feel like it's
well
right.
Real fast. This episode of Loggeria is brought to you by Madero Coffee Roasters. Right now, I'm drinking a delicious chai tea brewed with one pump of honey and some hot filtered water. Check out Madero Coffee Roasters for all your coffee, tea, and pastry needs.
And some cool vibes.
All right,
and guys, some cool vibes.
While Clark did that, I decided that instead of looking up what is the highest, in case it's neither one of your answers, I'll just see which one is the highest between your two answers.
Ooh.
I don't like that.
I do.
All right.
That's not fair. That wasn't the question.
Oh, well... According to the independent.uk and USA Today, yours was Friends, right, Katie?
Yes.
And yours was obviously Seinfeld because obviously. It's the only thing you like. We are looking at...
Wait, give us one of the values and then give us a second one.
Okay. So, Seinfeld, 3.0. I said the name of the show, but yeah, I didn't tell you the other one. All right, so Seinfeld is 3.1 billion since its inception, like from there until now. Mm. And this is as of 2013.
Wow. You're taking your time.
Because that's the best you can find. All right. So.
Give it to me.
Are you ready for this, Katie?
Give me the W.
You actually, darn it, she was one ahead. So Clark was right. It was Seinfeld was the highest grossing.
Mm-hmm.
But that ties you guys at 5-5.
Okay. First of all, I told you not to give me another Seinfeld answer, Corey.
All right.
So this clearly, is the last, this Corey is the last one. Broke the rules. Hold on, this is the last the one. Game.
All right, so... I'm going to go to my trivia buddy, and y'all don't know Gilligan's Island. Y'all are going to get mad about the Andy Griffith Show.
Hey, I know the Andy Griffith Show.
Hurry up.
Oh, this one is... You guys both know Game of Thrones pretty good?
No.
Just so give it to us.
All right. HBO's Game of Thrones is based on a series of novels by what author?
George something.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin.
Okay, I guess George something cannot count, Katie.
What do you mean George something can't count?
I'm sorry, but that can't count.
Yes, okay? It can. I don't know the rest of his name.
And
you think I read those? Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
All right. It's George R.R. Martin, and Clark has officially bagged his first win.
I'm calling some bull nonsense.
So, with that, we come to the end of our beloved podcast. So,
tune in next week when I revolt against Corey's gaming.
Next week somebody else is hosting because this was absolute nonsense.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
If Corey's Seinfeld
right.
is another answer.
Yeah.
Gonna burn this library to the ground.
We're gonna burn this library to the ground.
I think we need to narrow it down some. Maybe we should do trivia that is only about Seinfeld.
Ooh.
No.
Yes. All right. Ooh. We'll figure it out. Well, real fast, it's going to be 3 weeks before our next podcast, possibly four actually, because we've got spring break and that's going to throw some things off. So thank you for listening, Mom. And Corey's mom and Katie's mom.
And Justice, I got.
And Justice Walker and Ted Cluck.
Hey, Christopher Robbins, I think you said you listened to it.
Okay, well.
Christopher Robbins?
Actually, Dr. David Malone of the English department came up to me and he said, I heard that you have a podcast.
Dr.
And I
Malone?
Was so shocked. Oh. So, Dr. Malone, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We do appreciate that. You guys have anything else to say? Anything you're looking forward to in the next couple weeks? I'm just looking forward to relaxing for spring break.
Also, for anybody who decided to watch Altered Carbon with me, as I mentioned in the last episode, I'm sorry, but I barely got through the first episode. So we're gonna talk about why I didn't like the first episode of Altered Carbon next time.
Next time on Loggeria.
Loggeria.
Once again, my name's Clark.
My name's Katie.
And my name's Corey.
Check out our Twitter at loggeria_pod and tune in next time for more sweet, sugary goodness. Loggeria.
Loggeria.